Okay, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I have Glenn Lutyens in the studio. Hey, Glenn.
Hi, Lisa.
Welcome back. Great to have you.
Thank you.
All right, another question from a guy. The guys are going to be excited about this because we've dealt with some guys' questions lately. Sometimes we're just all about the ladies, so this is good to mix it up a little bit. This guy says, I am a 29-year-old male, and for the past few months, I've been co-teaching my church's Sunday school class for singles in their mid to late 20s. With the recent decision of my female co-teacher, a wonderful woman in her 50s, to stop teaching the class, and with no other likely co-teachers in sight, I'm now being placed in a position of great responsibility regarding our growing class. We have a core group who has a great desire to reach our newcomers, but the core group is nearly entirely female. Some of them have challenged me to find and develop more male leadership. It's a perplexing problem for me, and I imagine many singles groups, as I find our recently attending men disinterested or not mature enough to become active leaders in our group. While I can pray, I do not know how to get more spiritual growth out of my fellow men. How can I be a good mentor, and what guidance can you offer to a guy mentoring his fellow men?
It's a great question, and it's exciting that God is using the Sunday school class for his honor and glory. I think one of the elements there is maybe first and foremost to look to connect with men. If he's pursuing it just simply to be a mentor, at least if he were to approach it that way and just go up to someone and say, hey, I'd like to mentor you, would you be interested? He might not get a lot of takers. Mm-hmm. But if he's first open to connecting and really finding out what makes these men tick, maybe more of a side-by-side experience, maybe spending some time doing something of mutual interest, a hobby, a recreational thing, but in the process of that, being able to talk about spiritual things, finding out about how a person came to Christ, what were the circumstances in this individual's life that led them to the Lord, what does this person see as their spiritual gifts, and just really being able to connect that way, it then may lead to that next question of looking to really maybe bond. Sometimes I think mentoring can take place without the official mentoring title, that it can be a relationship, a discipleship relationship that grows as people really have a heart for walking deeper with the Lord and growing deeper in their love for the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And it could be that some of these guys maybe have mentors outside of the class, but maybe they aren't. I know this is kind of a problem with a lot of singles groups is maybe, you know, the guys are hanging back a little bit and not wanting to step up. What is a good way, would you say, to really encourage men who are solid in their faith to really take a more active role in leadership within the church?
I think one thing they need to see in someone who is seeking to be a mentor is that person is able to be open and honest about strengths and failures. Mm-hmm. Because if they see someone, if this gentleman approaches them and just kind of communicates that, you know, life is going well, his walk with the Lord is fine, and there are no struggles, they may feel a bit inadequate. They may feel like, well, that's not me. I'm not perfect, and so they may pull back. But if they can see that here's an individual who's open, has a desire to grow, is able to, as Scripture talks about, when we fall short, repent, be able to stand up, continue to seek the Lord, the power of the Spirit in our lives, then I think it may be something that they're going to be more inclined to say, hey, I want to move forward, I want to grow, and maybe open to be involved in some type of smaller format, maybe not just the class itself, but maybe a one-on-one or a small group discipleship group.
Yeah, and I think there's always that opportunity for it to go both ways in the sense of, you know, young men who are listening to this can certainly step up and volunteer to take on a role. You know, don't wait to be asked, because right. I think a lot of guys will be a little bit like, well, you know, no one asked me, but mm-hmm. maybe they're, you know, leaders in the church or other people are just like, who's going to volunteer? So they're mm-hmm. waiting for that as well. So those are good thoughts. Thank you, Glenn, for
you're very welcome.
Helping this listener out with that. Just a reminder, too, to those of you out there that you can learn more about what our Focus Counseling Department has to offer by going to focusonthefamily.com, as well as a number of resources that we have here at Focus on the Family on a wide range of issues. Great books and booklets out there, as well as referrals. So we want to make sure that you all know about that. That is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us, editor@boundless.org, and we'll make sure to get your question, if it is reasonable, on a future show. I know sometimes I just censor questions, but that's okay. But no, we will go ahead and get your question on a future show and get someone to answer it because we want to make that available to you. So that is it for this week's show. Make sure you join us next week. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.